Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Re'emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 11th installment in our series on Tevilas Kelim. An extremely common question when it comes to tovaling vessels is, what if it's something electric? Anything that plugs in, a sandwich maker, a water urn, so on and so forth. Obviously, people are somewhat nervous about tovaling it in the mikvah. There's signs all over the box, don't put this in water. And there it is. We're saying maybe it's a mitzvah to put it in water before you use it even once. So what's the story? Before we go further, there are definitely opinions that say that if someone has a water urn or something of that sort, they just need to tovel it in the mikvah, come what may, and just dry it for 24 hours, and hopefully it'll be safe. There are opinions like that. There are three other opinions, and normally when people ask me the question, I give them these options and maybe even a combination of the three. The first opinion is based on something that we've discussed earlier in the series. We know that if a vessel is constructed by a Jew and owned by a Jew at the time of construction, there's no need to tovel it if that Jew uses it for himself or if that Jew sells it or gives it to another Jew for use. The only problem is when the vessel was owned by a non-Jew at the time of construction. So let's say you took this electric vessel and you redid the wiring in some way. You rendered it unable to work and then you fixed it. So then you're the one, while you own the item already, you're the one who fixed it. So it could be argued that this is a new thing. It wasn't bought from a non-Jew, and therefore you wouldn't have to tovel it. That's one approach. Another approach doesn't exactly fit with things we've discussed before, but there is a leniency for it, which is maybe you don't have to tovel the whole vessel. Maybe you only have to tovel the part of the vessel that comes in direct contact with the food. So part of the vessel, the electric component, is providing the heat, but the part that's really coming in contact with the food that requires you to tovel it in the first place is only a segment. So according to that opinion, you could kind of hold part of it outside the mikvah and just submerge the part that directly comes in contact with the food. That would be an option. A third option that's the most lenient says that anything that needs to be plugged in order to access electricity, is considered mechubar lakarka, is considered connected to the ground, an extension of the ground. And there's a school of thought which says that any vessels that are bound to the ground and are made that way to be bound to the ground don't have a status as a vessel for this halacha. It's related to different purity issues also, and therefore you wouldn't have to tovel it in the first place. So according to this school of thought, anything that's a plug-in item does not require tefillah. So you see there's a wide range of opinions here. Honestly, what I normally encourage people to do is if they think it's feasible to at least tovel the part of the vessel that comes in contact with the food and kind of hold the other part outside the mikvah, I encourage people to do that. And I tell them, worst comes to worst, if you don't get the part that comes in contact with the food completely in the mikvah, it's not such a big deal because there's an opinion that says you don't have to tovel any of it anyway. This is just a good concept to keep in mind. I mentioned in passing before that one of these opinions doesn't fit so well with what we've learned earlier. We've discussed earlier that if part of the kli requires tefillah, and part of the kli theoretically in its own right would not require tefillah, we've mentioned that the entire kli has to be toveled anyway. So if you remember, we gave an example, you have a metal pot with rubber handles, you still have to tovel the rubber handles, even though rubber in its own right probably doesn't require tefillah. So this middle ground opinion that we mentioned is saying that only part of the kli has to be submerged in the water altogether, the part that touches the food, the rest of it doesn't have to. That's somewhat inconsistent with the normative halacha about tovel and kalim. But the bottom line is, we see there's a wide range of opinions. What probably makes the most sense with electric plug-in things is to tovel, do your best to tovel the part that comes in contact directly with the food. Don't worry about the rest of it. And worst comes to worst, if you don't even get the entirety of the part that comes in contact with the food in, there's an opinion that holds it doesn't have to be toveled anyway. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.